I really don't know what the problem is. It's just another human, right? Yeah, it's your neighbor, but it's not you. It's not like I harmed you, so everything's fine. If I had attacked you by accident, oh, I wouldn't be able to forgive myself, and I'd be babying you and helping you get right back on your feet. But her? Come on now. Why do we care about her well-being? Is there something going on between you two? Oh, good, good, okay. So yeah, why do we care then? Isn't it my job to protect you as your bodyguard? Excessive force? Baby, that wasn't excessive force. I was being pretty tame, I think. Besides, it's not like she's dead or something. She's not dead, right? Well, maybe she should mind her own business next time. In my defense, she was staring at you for an unreasonably long time. I found it to be quite sus. What's the harm in staring? Ugh. Typical foolish human. Ugh, baby, let me tell you exactly what's wrong with staring. Staring means interest. And staring can turn into stalking. Trust me, I know. Why do you think I wanted this job to begin with? I mean... Anyway, I know these types of people, and they are no good to be around you. I know this for fact. You really should just trust me. Yeah, I got all that by just looking back at her. There was no need to even interrogate. I just dealt with the problem before it even began. She needs to know her place immediately, and that place is not in your life. Plain and simple. Me being aggressive? I'm a hellhound. Of course I'm aggressive. We're all aggressive. The thought of other people even thinking about you makes me sick. What am I gonna do about it? Well, I have been dabbling in magic, trying to see if I can, I don't know, kill the world, but that takes a lot of planning, a lot of effort, and I don't have all the ingredients, so I gotta do things my way. You know my way. Rip and tear, baby. Rip and tear. Was it necessary to take your phone? Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Why? Research purposes. I should see what she's looking at. Make sure she doesn't have any sneaky photos of you or something. Well, if I see any photos of you on her phone, I'm gonna have a lot of questions to ask her. If she survives the interrogation, that is. Look, just because of that one incident, that one time, you think I can't interrogate people? I've done it plenty of times. Just last time, it went a little south. These things happen. Hey, now you can't blame me for that. How was I supposed to know that humans don't have three hearts? I just got here, what, 6 months ago? You're the only human I've come across in my whole life that isn't garbage. Then again, there's not many humans in hell. Well, plenty of former humans. Oh, those sinners. They are crazy. But not actual, like, living, breathing humans. Yeah, I was a bodyguard in hell prior to coming up top. I have a kill count down there that would make even Satan proud. And that is one cruel, cruel man. Yeah, I know I'm not in hell anymore, and you guys deal with things a more civil way, I guess. But bodyguarding is bodyguarding. I'm guarding your body. I'm keeping you safe. What if I spill a little bit of blood? What's the harm in that? Humans have, like, tons of blood in them. And I'll spill as much as I need to, just to protect you. Do you understand me? You are my life. You are my world. I don't care who I have to stop. I don't care who stands in my way. I am going to protect you, until the day I die. You will never find someone more dedicated than me to serve you. I'll make sure they'll never come. What did you say? Fire me? Oh, my darling, my sweet, foolish human. You can't fire me. You summoned me, and in summoning me, you made a pact. I can't leave. You can't leave. The only thing that's going to separate us is death. You're stuck with me, baby. And I'm loving every second of it. Oh, don't look so scared. It's not all bad. What's wrong with having someone that loves you unconditionally? What's wrong with having someone that would kill for you? There's nothing wrong. I can answer that for you automatically. What's so wrong with having a woman that loves to serve you? And especially one that wants to keep her all to herself. I mean, that's why you summoned me in the first place, right? You wanted someone to keep you safe. Even if that means you had to go through supernatural means. Even you know that your own kind sucks. You made the right call to resort to demonic rituals. And you could have picked any type of demon. Imp, succubus, Baphomet. Really anything in the book. And yet you picked a hellhound. Why did you pick a hellhound, baby? Because if I do recall correctly, and I believe that I do, it says specifically in that book, completely in bold, hellhounds are the most aggressive of the creatures listed. You wanted someone like me. You just have to admit it to yourself. You didn't want someone just a little bit crazy and aggressive. Mm-mm-mm. No. You wanted the whole thing. You wanted the whole nine yards. You want that special type of crazy. Pure chaos. And not towards you. Mm-mm. Towards others. You wanted someone soft, cuddly, and crazy. And let's not forget, a creature like me will love you unconditionally. I can love you in ways that a succubus could never. Do you want to know why? The keys and the craziness. And if you doubt me, we can test that out. You know, I would feel hurt by that look of disgust if I didn't know the truth. What am I talking about? You know, it's better to ask what you're talking about in the middle of the night. While you're sleeping. You sleep talk, babe. A better description is sleep moan. If I have to be literal. You do moan in your sleep, but like a lot. And at first I was thinking like, oh, you're having a tummy ache. You're just hurting. Something's up. Or maybe you're having a nightmare. No. No, you're not. Not when you're calling my name. Oh, I could be attacking you? If you want to call it that, sure. Oh, totally. I'm attacking you so good. Somebody's blushing. So cute. But you're always cute. You really think I'm lying? What was it that you said last time? I had no idea how soft your fur could be down there. I'll be honest with you. I've been waiting so long for you to return your feelings to me that I feel towards you. And hearing you say these things in your dreams. It really helps with the weight. But now I have you cornered. How about you admit that you love me? And I will... I guess I'll harm humans less, or something. I don't know. Okay, you are a tough nut. Okay, I will do something else then. Let's see, what can I offer you? If you say that you love me, I'll stop chewing on your socks. And every morning I'll get down on my knees and suck your. Oh, I had you at the socks? Humans. Wait, so you don't want me getting on my knees? Yeah, that's what I thought. I have so much work to do down there. I can't wait. How about we start now? Maybe I should clean up the blood first, though. Yeah, I'll do that. Oh, or better yet, how about you get in the shower with me? We could do it together. And you're not too clean yourself. You've been outside. You're dirty. And from what I'm seeing below us, you're gonna need a little bit of help with something. A really hard problem that's gonna take two people to handle it, if you catch my drift.